Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy, glad to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our desire is always, amen, to bring you the truth from a grassroots level. All listeners are asked to call in and share their biblical experience so we can grow thereby. Amen. The subject is help the children. Amen. Father, we thank you right now, oh God. We ask you to look upon the broadcast, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus the Christ. Lord, we ask you to draw in for the minds and the souls of all of us. As you say, where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. Father, we thank you for being among us. And Lord, as we go forth and take care, oh God, of your word, your encouragement to uplift, tear down, and build up the truth. Amen. Lord, look upon the families, oh God, of the hearers of the word. Encourage the minds of the brokenhearted in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, oh God, who is and always will be the author and finisher of our souls. And Lord, we give you the praise on every hand to defend and to share and help our children, shield and protect those that walk in the streets, shield and protect those that's in the back alleys, and those that have no mind, oh God, homeless and the distressed and the widows. Oh God, this we ask. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, God bless all of you. Amen. Wherever you might be, amen. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. And those of you can find us on our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can find us at www.jciministries.org. And click on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Pull up all the different broadcasts and programs as being hearing. And you can share with others as well as yourself. Amen. From time to time. Amen. Those who are calling in for the first time. Amen. We always give out your area code and your last four digits of your telephone number. If you desire, amen, to give your name, you can, but we always work, give you the utmost privacy such as possible. Talking about children, help the children. Amen. We're going to be reading the different type of Bibles that you have. Amen. Try to get the most close translation much as possible. We recognize the King James Bible. Then we have the Amplified Bible, the American Standard, and the New International Bible. And there's the Good News Bible. I always stress to get the closest translation you can, amen, in your word, that because always we're those that follow in Christ Jesus, we live on the word of God. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So you always strive, amen, to find the best translation, the best close translation is possible, because it is and it will be, amen, your life. You live off the Word. You live the Word. Jesus said in the fourth chapter of Matthew that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen. Trusting that God's word, amen, will help you. The Bible said in Proverbs, said, with iron sharpening iron, that a man will sharpen the countenance of his friend. And we strive to encourage one another. We don't fight each other here. We don't come against you or how you believe or what you believe. Amen. We come in to encourage. You're led here. Amen. I believe God leads you to this broadcast to encourage you and strengthen you, that we can share on each one of our accomplishments. Amen. That we can grow thereby. We're talking about children. We're talking about children. We want to read some of the promises. Amen. We want to read some of the scriptures pertaining to children. Line because we are having a great program as always, but we always try to address some things here. Amen. If Doctrine of Truth is on the cutting edge, try to address some things that need to be said in a righteous and a loving way, that we can all can be aware of what the enemy is doing. Amen. It's a spiritual warfare. The spiritual warfare is out for the souls of the people. It's out for the souls. Amen. In the book of Genesis, amen, in the Deuteronomy 5th chapter, amen, we're saying, honor your father and your mother, that your, as the Lord thy God has commanded you, that your days may be long, that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God has given you. Psalm 27 and 10 says, when my father and my mother has forsaken me, then the Lord will take me up. Amen. Proverbs 8 and 17 said, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. For the children, now therefore listen to me, my children. For blessed are those who keep my ways. Amen. In the book of Mark 10:14, say, but when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, let the little children come unto me, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God. Acts 2:34-39. For the promise is unto you and your children, and as to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. Amen. Children, God, amen. He told in the book of Genesis, the beginning, amen, the beginning book of everything, of every doctrine, in the book of Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them, to my Adam and Eve now, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Amen. This is when God formed man, Adam and Eve in the garden. He gave them a commandment. Amen. To Adam and Eve. Amen. To replenish the earth. Amen. So children is a blessing. It's a blessing from God. Amen. It's a gift. It's a gift from God. Children is a gift from God. Amen. Amen. And we have to understand. Amen. God loved children. Amen. We all was born. Amen. We was born in sin, but Jesus came. Jesus came through the birth and delivered us. Amen. And gave us life. Amen. And we're all here under that commandment to be fruitful and multiply. Amen. We have a great, great program as well. Amen. We're going to be interviewing one of the great soldiers of Christ. Amen. On the front line, talking about children, amen, and blessings, amen. We're going to open up the lines early. We're in the studio, amen. Those that would like to talk, those that haven't been on before, amen, you can press 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in, amen, and we're digits, amen, of your phone. Amen. We will not give out your name unless you want to. Amen. Because these programs, we cannot give you a diploma or certificate. Amen. For joining in on the broadcast. Amen. But we will, hoping and praying that God will bless you and give you a revelation and understanding. Amen. About the things of God if you happen to grow. Amen. So those that want to talk about, amen, helping the children, helping the children. Amen. She can press 1 on her phone. Amen. And we'll put her right in. Amen. Begin to work with the helping the children. Amen. All right. We have right now 561, last four digits, 3518. 3518. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop. This is Sister Terry. How are you this evening?
Okay, and you, thank God for you calling in, and we want you to talk about
it. Yes.
Give us, begin to lead us into that and give us the contacts as well. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Yes, people of God, we have to realize that the children are our future. And like Bishop Jessamine is saying, the children are a gift from God. And there's many scriptures that says, especially Psalm 68:5, he's a father to the fatherless. So if we are living by the word of God, as Bishop says, we must follow the word. We are to take care of the widows and the orphans. We ourselves, when we come to Christ, are then adopted as sons and daughters of God. So you learn all that through the word. We encourage each other through the word. What did he say? Iron sharp as iron. Deuteronomy 10 and 18 is about orphans receiving justice. These foster kids that I represent out in the streets every day, most of them, their parents have terminated their parental rights. So once you are in foster care, more likely, you are now an orphan. And it is the people of God that should have a heart to take care of these children. Justice for the orphan, Deuteronomy 10:18. Justice is a fundamental part of God's character that even one child does not know the love of a family is a great injustice. And there's a millions of kids in this country living this reality. God invites everyone to play their part in working towards justice, and God will care for orphans. When you feel in your heart to reach out and help these children, God will give you all the resource. He will give you all the love. Because why? He is love. We have to love one another. We have to help one another. We have to stand up for these kids that can't stand up for themselves. The Bible calls God's people to actively pursue meeting the needs of children living as orphans. So I encourage you all tonight. I represent an organization that's been around for 60 years, Child Help. It's helped 11 million kids in this country, and guess what? There's many more. We as people of God, followers of Jesus, must help stamp out child abuse. They say it's a well-known secret. We're not supposed to be having secrets that we are abusing our children. Years ago, we thought it was okay to beat somebody with an extension cord, a 2x4. That didn't really help anything. We can look on kids and see the kids that are being raised in bitterness over the kids that are being raised in love. You raise your kids in love and in the ways of God, train them up in the way they should go. That's not just taking them to church. That's helping them to be moral, productive citizens of society, not getting arrested, not fighting them, not cursing at them. People of God, we have to love on these kids. They're going to be taking over when we leave here, and they got to know the love of God. You won't learn the love of God if it's not poured into your life. We say we walk in the way. We got to walk this word. We got to live this word. We got to let our light so shine. So, yes, I will give my information right now, and it will be a blessing to so many kids. Put a smile on their face. What we do is we ask you to buy luggage for them. Because some of these kids, when they get removed from abuse and neglect, they only have the clothes on their backs. Some of them don't even make it out alive. God bless their little souls. It's about the souls. You purchase the bags for $21.40. We fill these bags with two outfits, brand new, pajamas, poor little things, hygiene supplies, everything they need to care for themselves in the when they go take a bath, and a toy to lay down with that night for some comfort if they haven't known comfort in their lives. We're trying to help their mentality as well as their heart, as well as their emotions. There are so many kinds of neglect that some parents are putting on their children. We can't even wrap our minds around them. But we're going to pray, and we're going to call on the name of Jesus, because he says we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. My phone number, I will give it, because you can call me and purchase as many bags as you like for these kids. There's thousands of kids in all of the counties of Florida. 561-815-3518.
Okay, what's the website? You have a website?
The website. There's two of them. Just to donate money. Child Help. childhelp .org. You can donate as much money as you would like. It won't go as the backpack. It will go as prevention, treatment, and intervention for a child. There's also a hotline that takes a call every 10 seconds. Children can call, text, and chat. Parents can call. It's the calls are answered by a licensed professional and Christian counselors to help these families. Can change a whole generation when a parent learns how to deal with their children. That website is childhelp, childhelp.org /4 ACHILD. That would be the hotline contribution of $10 monthly to help all those calls they have to take in and to help the facilitators in all the K-12 schools in Florida.
Okay, give that again. You're breaking up a little bit. We want to make sure that hotline number.
The hotline number, childhelp.org. /4 ACHILD. You will also need what is known as my ambassador ID number when you go on for the hotline. That would be capital MG. The number is 84306. Thank you so much, Bishop, for this time you've allowed me to speak on behalf of the millions of foster children out in the land. Bless your heart. Go with God.
All right. Let me ask you again this. This is childhelp.org.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And you can find this all over the state of Florida. What about in other states? Are they,
it is national. It's national and international. Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay. And they can reach you at 561-815-3518.
Yes, sir. To
okay.
help kids locally in Palm Beach County, Broward County, Dade County. You call me, all the money will stay local. If you go on childhelp.org, it will go nationally.
Okay. All right. All right. If we could, you have a couple minutes for any questions anybody want to ask?
That would be fine.
Anybody want to? Anyone have any questions to ask our sister here, Sister Terry? Amen. She's doing a great work. Amen. For sometimes these are some of the things we overlook. Amen. When we're out there working in Christ, we see our children, and sometimes they don't bring them to church. They see that's a burden, but yet, nevertheless, amen, they are people. Amen. God love them. God love us. Amen. Our lines are still open. And ask the Sister Sherry Terry a question. Amen. You can press one on your phone while we still have her available. Amen. I know she's on the move. Amen. You can. We're talking about children. Amen. We're in Christ, and we love God. Love everybody. We have to plant the seed of Christ. He said, train them up in the way they should go. Amen. And when they get old, they won't depart. But you have to plant the seed. Amen. You have to plant love. Amen. So Terry was talking about how great is love among the foster children. How great is love? Hello? I think we missed it. How great is love, Sister Terry, on the foster children? Hello?
How great? Yes.
How great?
I'm
yes.
Still
what type of
it's
foster?
Needed.
Okay. What has to be done?
Oh, the phone went out. I'm sorry, Bishop. Can you repeat that, please?
In order to be a foster parent, if you want to be a foster parent, what has to be done?
You have to contact the Department of Children and Families in your area. Go
mm-hmm.
into the office. There's paperwork to be filled out. And then there is some classes to be taken. And then that's how they probably do a home visit. And then that's how foster children are placed in homes. You can also work for another foster care agency that already has a house established, and you can go there and volunteer, be a mentor, or you can also be placed in what would be called as a house parent in a foster care agency that's already flourishing.
Okay. All right, very good. All right, we're hoping and praying that this contact can be a great. Amen. We all, those that are in Christ, if they are bored, don't have nothing to do, we're hoping that this broadcast will help strengthen them and encourage them to go forward. God bless you.
Exactly.
We're hoping that, we're praying that you be able to hang around a while. If not, amen, we'll be hoping to interview you again. Amen. Here on Blog Talk. All right.
Thank you so
all
much,
right.
Bishop.
God bless you. Many more here on the studio, those that want to come right in, as always, we talk on the subject, amen, helping the children. We have Sister Terry here. She gave an information, child help, amen. You can go on your computer, amen, and look up childhelp.org and get involved. Amen. This is a great in the areas, in different areas of the churches. Amen. And God love children. Amen. It's a commandment that he told Adam and Eve to go forth. Amen. And multiply. Amen. Those are not able. Those are not married. Amen. You can be a foster parent. You can be a volunteer. You'll be going to the agency. Going to the agency in your area. Amen. And talk with them. And let them know what you and pray for the children. Pray for our children. Amen. All right. We're in the studio, as always. And those of you who like to discuss as we do here on Doctrine of Truth, you can press 1 on your phone. 855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. Amen. And when you press 1 on your phone, we'll give you an area code. for those that are coming in for the first time, amen. You don't have to worry about we expose your name if you don't want to give your name, because this program is being recorded, and you can find it again by going to our website, www.jciministries.org. If you miss any information, amen, you can go to www.jciministries.org. In your location. Amen. Those of you that's listening by phone, you can put your phone on speaker or share with others, or call a friend and tell a friend, amen. We're talking about the children, how they help the children, what the Bible says, amen, about this is a ministry. This is a ministry. Ministry, amen, is service. Amen, is service. Amen. We're supposed to service Christ. Amen. All souls are mine, Ezekiel 18. Talk about all the souls are his. Amen. We know God loves, so he loved the world. And the children are included. The children are included. In the book of James, we want to read this scripture here while we're waiting. Amen. In the book of James, the first chapter. Amen. In the 26th verse of the first chapter of James, James and bridle not his tongue, but deceive his own heart, the man religion is vain, pure religion, and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and keep himself unspotted from the world. Amen. The widows and the orphans. Amen. And keep the world. Amen. We have a job to do. Amen. God love you and save you that you can help others. Amen. He saved you and helped us, giving you strength. Amen. You want to be blessed. Amen. God bless you. Then you have an obligation. Amen. He does not just bless you. Amen. To love on yourself. Amen. God loved the world. He wants you to be givers, and he wants you to be blessed. 954, area code 4954, last four digits 4427. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop. God bless the broadcast. As usual, a great topic. The Word of God said that was telling Joshua to write this down for a memorial that their children's children would always have it before them. Mm-hmm. Truly, the children are our future. When you think about when they got to live in this world, the only way that they can live in the world is through the wisdom of God. So it is our duty to pass on the Word of God to the children so that they can live in this world. One of the most valuable, Brother Miles Monroe was often preached about, the most valuable place on the planet was the graveyard. Mm-hmm. Those who went to the grave with unfulfilled potential. You think over your lifetime, all the things that you have learned and all the wisdom that you have gained through your life experiences, and the fact that you have not passed it on to the youth, that's an injustice to the youth. Because a lot of pitfalls that they may encounter in their life can be avoided if the elders will simply pass on the wisdom that they have learned through their lifetime to the youth. Mm-hmm. You know, the Word of God said that the elders, those with the gray hair, they are to be honored because they have so much wisdom to pass on to the youth that will keep them from falling into the traps of the enemy or the pitfalls of life. and thus helping them to enhance their life when they could pass it on to the next generation. That's what life is all about. Each one passing it on to the next generation, because there's going to be a time when our time is up and we haven't passed on the wisdom of God to those, to the youth, then they won't be able to get it, because it is our duty to pass it on to them. So, yes, our children are our future, and it is our duty to pass on the wisdom that we have and learn through the years to them.
Amen. Amen. Great, great. We have to, because the fact we see where the world is going, and the enemy, he's always teaching. He's always he's teaching wrong. He teach, amen. And Jesus, even the greatest, our Lord and Savior, he taught his disciples. So we have to teach our young people.
Amen.
All right. All right. All right. God bless us all. Always helping the children. Helping the children. We can, amen, do our part. We do our part. We might not be on the front line, but we need to have some, we have a support foundation to help. Amen. Helping with our youth. Amen. All right. As always, we thank God. Amen. Go right ahead. All right. We're talking about the helping our children, helping our children. And we had, we had 561-3518 again. 561-3518.
Yes, Bishop, I just wanted to add something to what the gentleman just finished with. Yes, it is our duty to pass on the word of God, but we've noticed some of us have gotten so comfortable in just the way of churching. The body of Christ should be helping raise up each generation. Each generation should be greater than the next. But we're getting so comfortable with worldly ways and seeing how things are. I was at a church. My husband died in 2000. I was at a church for 5 years, and everybody just assumed that I had a daughter, or I was divorced, or I had a daughter out of wedlock, because it's just so commonplace. But I was a widow. Nobody ever asked me. They finally did. I said, I'm a widow. Oh, I didn't know. Well, nobody asked me. Do I look like a widow? No, because I was only like 40-something. But that doesn't matter. We need to be concerned about who the widows and the orphans are in our churches, in our neighborhood, in our community. We're doing the wisdom of God. We need to be discerning as well. We need to help them all. That's what the word says, the widows and the orphans. And we are not doing our due diligence as far as it goes in the body by what the word of God says.
All right. All right. All right. We're talking to a representative, amen, of childhelp.org. Amen. You can do a great job. Amen. And what you can do, everybody can is capable of doing something. Amen. Go when God touch your heart, God's in trouble. Amen. And you see them, you never know. Amen. Just give it a lunch. What can happen? What can happen? And what can help? Amen. Bringing them to church is a lot. It means a lot. The next generation, the next church. Amen. All right, we have any more? I understand. We thank God for all the studio listeners tonight. Amen. Today, amen. We always go back to this broadcast, amen, and see how to go into your agencies, child agencies. Might just want to be a volunteer just to go in to pray and to counsel, amen, our young people. Amen. All souls are mine. Ezekiel 18 says, God said, all souls are mine. Amen. All right. All right. We're here. Amen. Talking about the children. Amen. We're here. Amen. You never know what touched your life when you was coming up. What helped you when you was coming up? Amen. Was it prayers or the grandparents? Amen. And we thank God for everything that they are doing, because they are this generation, amen, ministers to the youth, because the enemy is fighting marriages. Amen. They want to destroy marriages. They're trying to change marriages. Amen. But God, what God made, no man can destroy. Amen. Youth have they are very resilient. They are able to bounce back. Need a little help. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. As we continue to talk about our young people, talk about the children. Amen. Maybe you was in foster care. Amen. And you like to talk about it. Or you might know some things that you desire. Maybe you didn't know. You didn't know. Maybe this is the broadcast that will help you. Amen. Push you in that way. Push you in that direction. Amen. To be a great fulfillment to the body of Christ. Amen. We have little children running around. Amen. No clothes. They need clothes. They need food. Amen. Maybe they're in the gap. They're in the gap where they can't get help here for the parents. Amen. But you can go pray for them and have them a track. Amen. And talk. I remember when we was coming up, someone came to our home. Amen. And began to give us food. Amen. And I said, to myself, and it was started us. I said, I never knew a church. I never heard about a church giving food and clothing. Amen. All I knew was about come to church. Amen. I never knew the church was out giving clothes and food to people. So that kind of turned my life around a little. The seed was planted. That's why when Jesus said, when I was sick, when I was hungry, amen. You don't know what kind of seed you can plant in people's lives. Maybe you can be a Amen. Love is more powerful than evil. Amen. Everybody needs some love. Everybody needs some love of God. God love. Amen. All right, we're going to get off the line and let you talk, because we have a great subject. Some of you maybe have testimonies. Maybe you have a vision or a dream. Maybe this may confirmation to you. Maybe you love children. But don't know how to, amen, where you can get support. Amen. This organization, Child Help, amen, organization, been in business for 60 years. So they have a good reputation. They're nationally, and they also locally. Amen. And you can be involved. So you can search out the website. Go on the website, www.childhelp.org. Or you can call Sister Terry, amen, at 561-815-3518. 561-815-3518. All right. I think we're back at our 954-4427. Go right ahead.
Amen, Bishop. You know, it is wonderful when we take the time to when I was coming up, they were men in the neighborhood. My father wasn't there, but there were plenty of men in the neighborhood. And often mother would say, go over there and see what Mr. Thompson's doing, but don't get in his way. And you go over, and we working on something, and you stand there, and you stand off a distance and watch him and listen to him and what he said. And quite often when they're working on something, they would pass on some wisdom. A lot of times they had some scripture or some word of God that they would mix in while they're talking to you about the work they were doing. And when coming up, there were in those days, there were many of senior citizens that was always passing on the wisdom to the children. And it was what got me interested in the word, listening to them talk, because they spoke. When they spoke, you could tell in the delivery of what they was telling you that it was something that would be of value to you. It made sense to you. And you would see different senior citizens sitting on their porch reading their Bibles. And it was always puzzling that they would daily, when you pass by, they would always be out sitting out reading it. And it made me curious that, well, what is it about that book that they would daily sit out on the porch and read it? And that men would often mix in the word when they're teaching you about whether it was mechanics or carpentry or whatever it was. They would all the senior citizens was always had the word in whatever they were doing, and they often spoke to the children. That's what they did. They instilled the word in us. So here we are now, and now we got to do the same thing. Each generation has got to take the wisdom, the experiences that we have gained through our lives, and we got to pass it on. And it's being selfish or not doing the will of God when we withhold that knowledge from the youth. Because if we don't tell them, then the enemy has free access to them. And when they say out of mind is the devil's workshop. So if you don't put the truth in there, then the enemy can come along there and he's going to show enough work on that mind. Because he's trying to recruit as many as he can to join his kingdom. So we that know better and all, whenever we come in contact with the youth, whether they want to hear it or not, we got to speak it.
Amen.
Never know what might take hold.
Amen. Amen. It's very true. And to there's always a saying that, I got mine, you got to get yours. That's selfish.
That's selfish. Because, you just saying that, I'm telling you, when I was 10 years old, I heard the deacon in the church say something, and at the time he said it, up until 50 years later, when I got the revelation of it, I thought it was the dumbest thing I ever heard somebody say. But he said, I know what I know, and I just, to me, it didn't make sense. But after my transplant, and I was laying there recovering and looking at my body and all the work that they had done, the revelation of what he said 50 years later was crystal clear to me. I know what I know.
All right.
Up until that time, it didn't make sense to me for someone to say, I know what I know. But after that double transplant and I was laying there looking at my body, it was crystal clear to me, and I got the revelation. Well, 40 years later, I got the revelation from what he said. I know what I know now.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We thank God for our youth. Amen. Discussion. Amen. We want to try to get in many more people if we can. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Those of you we're talking about, our youth and with our seniors and all of us that, amen. I guess when you cross the 50-yard, 55 and older, we got to start passing it on. Got to start. Jesus did the same thing. Amen. He trained his ministers and disciples and trained them hands-on, then he passed it on, and he's still with us. He's still guiding us in the church. Amen. Pastors, we have to do the same. Amen. But it's a selfish thing, a selfish spirit that comes from the devil. Amen. That's selfishness. Amen. It was the best way I got mine. Amen. That's not godly. The school of hard knocks, that's not godly. Amen. We got to teach. Teach one, bring one, reach one. All right, the studio is open. Amen. We're getting close to our time. Amen. Those of you that have any more comments about the youth, amen, helping our young people, area code 305-4271. Area code 305-4271. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop.
God bless you.
Can you hear me?
Go right ahead, Don.
All right. I was just listening to the program, and we thank God for what we're hearing. And we say kudos to the young lady in this organization, amen, because we need people today that will help these young folks. Well, my concern was the statement Jesus made. He said, let the little children come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. And I often thought about that under the condition he would say that. And God knows today children need to be touched by the Lord. They need to come to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, orphans, runaways, although has no home, no parent, they need to come to Jesus. And that way they can operate in life. You know, I was listening to what you and Brother, I think it was Brother Hester there, and it was very important. The kids got to get some Bible in them because they can't survive. You understand what I'm saying?
So this is
my input tonight. It's good to put the clothes and, you know, nobody want to suffer as they are doing, but they need somebody that they can obey, be obedient to. They need somebody that will teach them to pray. They need somebody to teach them how to stand and not get angry and fight and mean and all this kind of thing. Yes, it's wonderful, yes. Yeah, put a roof over their head, put food in their mouth, but you got to get some Christ in them, because they don't, they will not survive. I'm a witness. Every day I'm confronted with the situation of how people are talking with their children, or looking on other folks dealing with their children. So today is Jesus is the number one item. Matter of fact, if you bring them to Christ, he'll teach them how to feed themselves. But this is, I may be seeming somewhat outdoors today, but this is what's needed. You got organization after organization, and we fail to remember that there is a bounty out on those people who follow these children, who parents these children, and they wind up in the streets. God, that's breaking God's commandment. Whatever your seed produces, you're supposed to take care of it. You're supposed to bring them to the Lord, train them up in the way they should go. You're supposed to do that. So we ain't casting fault, but I'm just saying, the older church, amen, the one we were just talking about, they was what? Bring them to Jesus. Bring them to church. Amen. No, didn't force them. Bring them and talk like Jesus was something good to eat. And this is the way we have to go today. We can't back up. Christ is the answer for all situations. That's what I want to say, Bishop.
All right. God bless you as well. Amen. Amen. We got to have Jesus regardless of whatever. Man, you have to bring them to the house of God. You got to have somebody praying over them. So that's the next step. Amen. I know when I learned that, amen, out witnessing and people come to Christ, and the time I was out evangelizing, didn't have any really house of prayer. Amen. They started following me, and the Lord led me to the book of Acts when Philip went down to Samaria. Philip called, he called for the apostles to come, amen, to feed them the word of God. Amen. We have to take them to Jesus. Amen. But we have to find them. Amen. Give them backpacks. A young lady was saying, give them backpacks, give them the professional support, the people that know how to talk to people, to pray with people. Amen. And lead them to some house of God. Some house of God. Amen. Or the caller that's pushing one on your phone. Amen. You might have a comment. Maybe you might want to be a foster parent. Amen. Maybe you might want to be a foster parent. Amen. They have some income for you. Amen. You go to www.childhelp.org. Amen. And seek for information. Or call Sister Terry at 561-815-35. Foster parent. Amen. It's a ministry. It's a ministry. Amen. It's a ministry. Amen. Be what God looking for. Amen. Somebody saving somebody's soul, somebody's child. And many of you know now you can reach back and you can think about some lady or some man or some teacher, coach, amen, that helped you along the way. That helped you along the way. A word here, a word there. Amen. All right, you can press. You know, those of you who have a comment concerning our children, amen, if you like to have a vision or a dream you want to share, amen, or ask a question, amen. We're not here to criticize or judge, amen. We come to hear together, amen. In Jesus Christ's name, amen, reaching, amen, to help you. To let you know, God mends the broken hearts. Maybe you haven't had a broken heart. Amen. You said that you must be born again. You must be born again. You give God your heart. Amen. And repent. Amen. Then you have to let it go. You might have a bad childhood, but you got to let it go. Let it go. You have to let it go. God will help you. And he, by leading you and guiding you to people, good, sound people, encouraging people. Amen. Not only that, but they're able to help you physically. So we're hoping that you can find your way, amen, in Christ. Amen. Here, those of you that are young in Christ, amen, and you feel that you can't make it, you can make it. Amen. God's going to help you make it. Amen. You just go to the house of God, be among the brethren, amen, and fellowship among people, and let them know. Let them know what your problem is. Go to the pastor, the deacon, the minister. Amen. Make them do their job. God will touch somebody's heart in there. All right, we're talking about helping the children. You can press one on your phone, or you can go to 855. 236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. We're hoping if somebody going to find a ministry out of this conversation and this talk here and this broadcast. If you want to go back and listen to this broadcast entirely, jciministries.org. That's our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. And that way you can hear this conversation. Amen. In this entirety. Amen. All right. Don't be God lead you to go to school and train yourself that you can help people, professionally help people. Amen. Because you're running into those in the street. And religion is one of the biggest war in the world. Amen. The enemy always out to destroy our young people. Bring them to church. Amen. Bring them with you. Amen. Talk with them. Amen. Encourage them. Amen. Just don't put them down. How can a child, amen, 4 and 5 years old, have more wisdom than anyone over 20? They haven't lived long enough. Amen. Some haven't met that age that you can't let them lead themselves and lead you. Amen. In life, living life. Amen. All right, we don't want to get started here. Of course, our time is about gone. Amen. But we can take one more comment, then we're going to go in prayer for our young people. And want to have another comment, press 1 on your phone. Amen. And our technician will put you in. Amen. We're talking about our children. Amen. All right, let's go right into prayer. Amen. We need about 4 prayers here for our young people. The foster children, the care. All right, we're going to go to 305-4271. Lead us in prayer.
Lord, we are grateful for the program tonight. We thank you for Bishop and his ability, amen, to teach us. We thank you, oh God, for the joy that floods our soul right now. Our prayer is today and concern for the young children, amen, that we are speaking of. We pray, God, that you break the yokes that binds them and help them, oh God, with the struggles in their hearts. We pray, God, that you would pour out your spirit upon those young minds, the tenor that they don't know, but God, somebody will reach out and touch, amen, and resources and whatever, amen, that they need at this time. We ask these things, amen, as we ask for ourselves and our children. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. We are 954-4427. Go right ahead. God bless you. 954-4427.
Father God, we pray for the seniors and the children tonight, asking, Lord God, that they will not hold back the wisdom that they have gained throughout their years, that they will pass it on to the youth, enabling them, Lord God, to live this life, Lord God, based on your word. Help us, bless them, each and every one, Lord God, that we would take in the children, that we would help those with us, help those who are foster kids. Bless them the light. Let their hope, Lord God, be that those who are seniors will reach out to them, Lord God, and care for them. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, we're going to 561. 561-5981. Go right ahead.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you again. Lord, we thank you for this broadcast, dear God. Lord, we thank you for the subject that you're on tonight. Lord, we ask you to continue to bless those that are blessing the youth throughout this world. For Jesus said himself, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, whether they're red, yellow, black, or white, they all are precious in his sight. We just thank you and bless you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless you all. Amen. We pray that you continue to support. Amen. Our sister Sherry, she's out there. Terry, out there on the front lines. Amen. You can go to the website so to support. Amen. Go to www.childhelp.org. Or you can go to our website and hear this broadcast entirety at www.jciministries.org. Amen. We continue to support one another and pray for one another. Amen. We pray that, amen, give you an inspiration to, amen. If you can't be on the front line, you can always be in a support position. Amen. Jesus sent us out. Amen. He sent his apostles out, and he was a support. Amen. That's a great ministry of help. Amen. Now, Father, we thank you. God, we ask you to pour out your spirit, the Holy Spirit, upon all those that encouragement and reviving their ministry. Oh, God, reviving their understanding, God, that you love the children. Amen. If you love them as well. Amen. We pray for all our widows and our offering. Amen. That you be under your blood. We pay it under the blood of Jesus. All the listeners. And Jesus the Christ, we pray. Until next time, we love you and God love you as well. Amen. Bishop Poole and Dr.